What's up, sunshine? Welcome to a CNN 10 field trip. I'm Coy Wire here in beautiful Bend, Oregon. Early this morning, I was downtown where people were surfing on the Deschutes River. Others were golfing. Then my team and I drove up here to Mount Bachelor where it's 20 to 30 degree temperatures and people, including your boy, are skiing. All in the same day. More on this incredible destination in a later episode of CNN 10. It is Your Word Wednesday, so listen up to see if your vocab word helped us write today's show. Let's get started. We begin today with a new cancer diagnosis for one prominent man that also shines a light on the estimated 3.5 million men living with the disease every day. Former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. His office said in a statement that the cancer is, quote, aggressive and has spread to his bones, but also has the potential to be managed with treatments. The Bidens say they are working with doctors to look into options. Prostate cancer develops in the prostate gland, a small gland within the male reproductive system. After a diagnosis was announced, the Bidens shared a photo on social media saying, "Cancer touches us all," and he thanked people for their love and support. Our Meg Terrell tells us more about this diagnosis for the United States' 46th president. Listen.
Prostate cancer is one of the most common cancers in men, and many times it can be very, very slow growing. But the way it's characterized is by something called a Gleason score. And we learned from President Biden's office that his cancer has a Gleason score of 9. And typically, that describes essentially the way the cells look under a microscope. And lower numbers, closer to 6, show that the cells look closer to normal. A higher number, closer to 10, suggests they look more abnormal and suggests it is a more aggressive form of cancer. And we know from President Biden's office that the cancer has spread to his bones. They say also that the cancer is sensitive to hormone therapy and that that's a good thing. Doctors we spoke with said that that is typical. When you first start to treat prostate cancer, often you do see it respond well to therapy that blocks male hormones. And a question will be, does that continue to work for the president? They say that will guide really future treatment options, which could include things like chemotherapy as well as radiation therapy. So we understand that the president is working with his family and doctors to think about treatment options now. But prostate cancer is a very common cancer. 1 out of 8 men in the United States are estimated to have a diagnosis of prostate cancer in their lifetimes. The National Cancer Institute estimates that more than 300,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2025, and more than 35,000 men will die from the disease. But a lot of folks are living with prostate cancer. In 2022, the estimate was 3.5 million people living with prostate cancer. Doctors recommend folks, really keep on top of their health, talk with their doctors about their own personal risk factors, and make decisions about whether screening works for them based on the guidelines. And everyone, of course, wishing the Bidens the best in this journey.
Biden's diagnosis comes just as his family was preparing to mark a somber milestone. May 30th will be 10 years since his eldest son, Beau Biden, passed away from brain cancer. In recent years, Biden revealed his family believes Beau's cancer was caused by the toxic burn pits that he encountered while serving in the U.S. Army.
When he came home after a year in Iraq, was diagnosed, like many, many coming home, with an aggressive and lethal cancer of the brain, who we lost. We have some sense, like many of you do, what the families of these brave heroes are feeling today. You get this feeling like you're being sucked into a black hole in the middle of your chest. There's no way out.
The Bidens were very candid about their grief and developed a great sense of fidelity for finding a cure for cancer. And it's why in 2016, President Barack Obama tapped his then Vice President Biden to lead the Cancer Moonshot, a national initiative to accelerate progress in cancer research, prevention, diagnosis, and treatment.
Because he's gone to the mat for all of us on so many issues over the past 40 years, I'm putting Joe in charge of mission control. For the loved ones we've all lost, for the families that we can still save, let's make America the country that cures cancer once and for all.
Biden brought the initiative back when he was president in 2022. One of his goals remains cutting the cancer death rate in half by the year 2047. Pop quiz hot shot. Which language has the longest alphabet in the world? Latin, Greek, Cambodian, or Hawaiian? If you said Cambodian, you are correct. Khmer, the official language of Cambodia, has an alphabet that is 74 letters long. Meanwhile, the Hawaiian alphabet is one of the shortest at 13. We're about to meet TikTok star Yuji Peleza, who travels the world putting his language skills to the test by connecting with the people he meets. He's a polyglot, someone who speaks several languages. He speaks 5 of them fluently, 10 languages conversationally, and he can greet folks in dozens more, about 40 languages in total. Check out how he uses spontaneous interactions and linguistic reflexes to break the ice around the world.
Where are you guys from? Do you speak? Where are you from? I think I can speak your language, bro.
I interview people from all over the world, speaking their language and putting smiles on their faces.
This is Yuji Peleza, and he calls himself a wannabe polyglot, a.k.a. a language enthusiast, someone who speaks and understands multiple languages fluently.
I'm from Congo.
You're from Oloboka Lingala?
Oloboka Lingala.
Nazomeka Koloba Lingala. Kombo nani?
He says he can speak in around 30 languages conversationally, and he's only 27 years old.
I speak fluently in English, Japanese, Russian, German, and also Turkish.
Excuse me, if I speak your language, I'll give you Kazakh chocolate.
You know?
Yes, he's on TikTok!
I have right now nearly 4 million followers on TikTok. And nearly 3 million followers on Instagram.
Say your language, trust.
Kedu,
odima.
Wow.
Yuji grew up in a bilingual community in Japan with his Irish mother and Japanese father, but says he never felt completely accepted as a Japanese person. In high school, he went to Ireland for a year and says he felt like an immigrant there, too.
I had made more friends with the Polish and Lithuanian community. That's one of the reasons I became friends with them. And basically, they were speaking Russian. That was the moment that kind of like sparked my interest in languages.
In college in Japan, he started studying Russian. Next, he got a master's in Vienna, where he felt more comfortable with Turkish immigrants.
Then I also realized that I need to learn Turkish to become more friends with them. I want to really learn this language to understand the people and communicate with the people, so that made it easier.
It was one of those Turkish friends who encouraged him to start making videos.
Take care, Arabi.
Oh, you've seen TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Japan, from Iraq.
Iraq, Shakomako.
Salamte.
Shino Ismak.
It's Makdam.
Now he speaks dozens of languages and interviews people from all over the world speaking their native tongue.
Woher kommst du? Woher kommen Sie?
Aus Österreich.
Aber welche Sprachen sprechen Sie?
Verschiedene Sprachen.
Zum Beispiel?
Arabisch.
Was Kefak?
Kurdisch.
Kurdisch. Kurmanji Zizani?
Ja, Kurmanji Zizani. Persisch.
Oh, Farsi Sokbet Mikoni?
I really enjoy talking to the older generation because they have really wise. They're really wise and they have, you know, knowledge, like super, super interesting stories to tell.
Yuji says he thinks that anyone who wants to learn a language should try to step out of the classroom, forget the nerves, and just use it. Another secret to languages? One is a doorway to the next.
Hungarian language is similar to Finnish grammatically. And also Hungarian is very similar to the Turkic group, which is the Turkish language. And also Turkish language is very similar to Japanese language. So every language is kind of connected in a way.
Time now for some more inspiration and motivation from graduation commencement season. This time it's actor, director, and Hunger Games star Elizabeth Banks, who delivered the commencement speech at her alma mater, University of Pennsylvania. She came back to give the class of 2025 some solid advice that she learned through the ups and downs of her education and career, like leaning on our values to make important decisions and the importance of gratitude for the support we receive along the way.
Today represents an amazing achievement for sure. But what you're all getting today is not just a diploma, but a safety net. And I don't just mean the Ivy League degree. Nobody here, not a single one of you, got to this ceremony alone, me included. Somebody encouraged you, loved you, bandaged your skin knee, fed you, taught you. All of that support, that's your safety net too. And your job from here on out is to pursue anything and everything that scares you with absolute vigor because you have that safety net.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, a football team using their muscle to help their community after severe storms and an EF3 tornado caused devastating damage in London, Kentucky over the weekend. The local high school football team answered the call to help.
Because we want to help our community, do whatever we can for them.
We just believe in a stronger community is better. So, you know, whatever we can do to help those that are in need, we will.
The North Laurel Jaguars volunteered to clear debris and salvage belongings for the victims of the storm. Their coach said that they were exhausted, but they even showed up to continue the cleanup the very next morning. Way to rise up, team. Now, did you spot your vocab word in the show? Today's winner is Miss Nixon, the Travis Hill School in New Orleans for fidelity, meaning faithfulness to a person, cause, or belief demonstrated by continued loyalty and support. Well done. We appreciate all of you for submitting an array of admirable, august, and awe-inspiring words each and every Your Word Wednesday. Our shout out today goes to PS208 in Queens, New York. Rise up, Penguins. We are feeling the Glen Oaks spirit. Thanks to all of you for subscribing and commenting on our CN10 YouTube channel for your shout-out requests. You rock. Let's do it again tomorrow, shall we? I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.